Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our field and we love to share what we find so exciting about astrology with you and take a look at how we can use the chart of the moment to give you advice to make it through this time as easily as possible and using the potential of this moment as much as possible. I am Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight, and it's supposed to snow in the next couple of days, and I'm joined by Mark and Anne from New York. Mark?
Mark Wolfe in New York City, on the island of Manhattan, over by the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. And Anne on the Upper East Side, over by the East River, at my bright red desk, playing puzzles, which was a little music swell you just heard. I turned down my volume. I love my puzzles. They're very settling. Huh?
Yeah. I know they are. And right now, we have a lot of extra mental static. And
yeah.
That's one reason why puzzles can be good to play constantly, is it gives us an outlet for it. It's kind of fun, this energy, with the moon tonight. Today, the moon went into Aries about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's moving up to join Uranus, the Sun, Mars, and Venus. Now,
and Eris, the goddess of discord.
And Eris, the goddess of discord, and Hygieia.
And Hygieia.
And the goddess of mind-body connection are all connected together in fire signs, in Aries. And is this energy really cooks? I'm noticing it's kind of fun. It's kind of exciting. And on a good day, I've got some, I said my mate quit an old job last week and started off as an independent contractor. Just like it was time, it happened, and we're off and running on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that Ren puts some effort into it tomorrow as the moon becomes new, and the following 2 days after that, when the waxing Taurus moon will be one of the most fertile times of the year to really to start seeds, to engage process, to begin a business, to kick things into gear. So we need to put this energy someplace. But right now the energy is kind of, and it's fun and bubbling when we've got a place to go. If a fight starts, it tends to spike quickly, and Anna has a lot to say about that. She's been experiencing that today. And we see in politics people just cruising for fights.
Mm-hmm.
It's so close to the edge.
Yeah.
And we're seeing also, I've noticed in the headlines, there have been a series of killings amongst policemen and cops and judges out in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And as if there's, a real martial edge that someone's going hunting.
Yeah.
Of those types. And, we're watching...
Well, there's the Aryan people shooting people down in Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Aryan people shooting
Aryan
people
nation.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents and ill-considered decisions that then cause accidents. So just,
right.
Watch out for those sudden inspirations that turn out to be really dumb ideas. But... And
you don't know they're dumb when you're doing them because you think it sounds like a good idea. That's the problem with Aries.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Anne, how are you experiencing? You said you've been running into...
Well, I have a lot of people that are really jumping up and down and yelling. I normally the Pisces energy, I have an empty leg in my T-square where this... So I kind of pull in people that fill in that little leg. Fill in the Aries quadrant, for lack of a better word. So I've had all these people calling me going, like mad about stuff. And I'm like, why are you even doing this? Why are you having the fight? Don't even go there. Just let it, stop. But people are in the mood to fight, and there really isn't logic being applied to it. And I think not in a bad way. I mean, in some cases it's very legitimate. They think there's a bad situation that's going to endanger somebody, but it's also about when that energy flares is coming up with a good use of it, and rather than fighting with the person, directing it out into another place so that it actually is productive rather than counterproductive or you know, the people get angry at saying, okay, let's figure out a way to handle this so it's not going south. There's a productive manner to it. And so I just, you know, I'm just kind of like, why are you even going there with them? You know, it's 3 weeks away. Why are you having the fight? Well, I want, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, you don't have to have the fight. It's okay. But people are. There are people who are really a little, they're very wired. So, and in my case, they all call me because it's my second house. So I'm like, I just want to go under. I mean, it's going to be another 3 weeks. And this is just the first day because the Pluto station's on Friday or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like ready to, I'm ready to hide myself for a few days.
Yeah.
Just put my head in the covers.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's getting any better, which
nope.
is again mm-hmm. why I'm praying for peace in Korea with this lineup in Aries and Mercury heading into Aries.
Well, the little guy wants to blow something up, so you know he's going to do something.
Yeah. And he may not now, but he has his sun around 17, 18 degrees of Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what year he was born. We know what day he was born.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like, and so the Pluto is coming up to conjunct the sun, and Uranus will be squaring it. And that, you know, would be exciting for anybody, but not everybody has their hands on nuclear weapons.
Right.
But that won't be this year. It will be next year and the year after that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not going away quickly.
Right. How many weapons does Korea have? I didn't even realize they had them.
It doesn't have any yet, but it's working really hard to.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was going to say, I don't remember hearing them having tested.
It's working to make the.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So that's one reason why I can see why people would like to keep it out of his hands.
Yeah, okay. No, because I was, you know, cause sometimes you hear about, oh, they blew it up, and I was going to say, I didn't have them in my mind in
no,
the nuclear
he's
club.
Testing individual components of it, but
okay, cool. Yeah. All right, good. Well, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, and you know, you can understand in his position, there's a lot of people that have nuclear warheads trained on him.
Right.
And he has
mm-hmm.
So.
And he's feeling like he's having his Saturn return, so he's feeling like he has to do something.
Yeah. So, with all of that, how do you think people can handle this week the best? Mark, you seem to be doing really well as an Aries, feeling this Aries energy. What are you seeing around you, and how do you think people can direct it? Because with Aries energy, I don't think you can stop it, but you can direct it. So,
yeah, that's very true, and what Anne was saying is quite true. You know, kind of her take on things when people are rushing to get into a tussle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a good way to do it is to just think of it as the season, because this kind of energy it is the very very beginning of spring. You know, it's not the Taurus part of spring where things have already sprung, you know, and it's
mm-hmm.
very obvious what everything is and is supposed to be and where it's going. It's the much harder part, you know, it's the breaking
mm-hmm.
through of the breaking through the soil to sprout. It's the breaking through the skin of the bud to open to a leaf bud or a flower bud. You know, there's an impulsive and hard and unstoppable energy, and it's exactly what is needed in this part of the spring. So if you're going to apply it well, you'll apply it just as nature does. And if you're going to apply it poorly, it's misdirected and still just as unstoppable. So we have to be able to ask, is this a bud that we really want to open, or is this going to be a jack in the box that we want to
mm-hmm.
try to put back in the box? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to go back in the box.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not going to go back in the
not
box.
Not going back in the box.
So don't let it out if you know.
If you aren't sure what you're doing,
right.
Yeah.
And because it is such a fertile time to set seeds this
mm-hmm.
coming week. If you don't want it to grow, you know, do not pay attention to it. Do not feed it with attention.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also watch I'm noticing an anxiety level for some people that are not sure what they're doing and are spinning their wheels. mm-hmm. there's a kind of a generalized anxiety level that's coming out in allergies and in just, you know, worrying about things that don't necessarily need to be worrying about, hypervigilance.
Right.
Because it's just more that the energy is spinning around without someplace to go. And it just take a task and do it. Just pour it somewhere right now so that you're not holding it in and getting stuck in that process.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's also when it's this much, you know, because basically the whole sky is on fire. They're all either in Aries or they're answering to Mars in Aries. And, you know, that's a very potent energy, Mars in the sign of war. And literally it does rule cockfighting, you know, and rams, you know, which is kind of hard-headed and batting your head against the wall. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot of farmland energy, but I know in my sister and brother-in-law had roosters for a while. And, you know, they really are mean. Roosters are mean. You know, they fight. That's why they do cockfights. And, you know, they, you know, fight each other till the death, you know. And it's kind of weird, but it's a very aggressive energy. And this bird would take on my brother, my stepbrother, and go after him, you know, because it was like his chicken roost, you know. Even though my brother-in-law is bringing him food. So it's a very aggressive energy. So that's the other piece, is know that it's kind of a hair trigger where people are kind of like, you know, like, ooh, I guess I set you off there.
And I do think that some of this, it takes guts to start over every spring. It
yes.
takes guts to find one another, to fly up from Mexico to roost in Canada for the summer. I mean, it's amazing what nature goes through every spring to start over.
Yes.
And that I was watching birds trying to fly into there was a big picture window, and they were sure that the best nesting place was just inside that window.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to practically knocking themselves out, and I think one did for a little while, left, fell down stunned. They just kept throwing themselves at it over and over and over again. So, and it wasn't their home, but they were sure it was. And this wonderful persistence, we just need to see, are we knocking ourselves against a window? Are we using that energy to really find where we want to put our nest and run with it?
Mm-hmm.
And this lovely spring start up again energy.
Yeah. Well, and I think recognizing that part of it is when you do feel it, you're running up against a roadblock, rather than staying with the roadblock, turning it. So I had a client who went to a school, and she walked in the school, and, you know, just could walk in. And she had a real reaction, you know, because there's been a lot of stuff with the Newton shootings, right? And there are a lot of them interviewing, and they're all talking, and they just did a big gun control law in Connecticut. And so she had a really reaction, you know, somebody could come in here and kill the kids. And, you know, and I'm like, you're right, they could. So, you know, what are you going to do to fix it? And she really was like, okay, I have a vision. I know how I'm going to do it. But she'd yelled at whoever, the security guard, because she's like, anybody can just walk in. If I'd had a gun, I could have shot people. And it's like, you know, it's a healthy sense of paranoia, but it also is a sense of paranoia where we're going to see something that we know we need to address, and we
right.
can't really take it anymore, for lack of a better word. We're just not in the mood. We're just not in the mood to take
right.
it. Yeah.
And address it, but address it
to solve the problem.
Right. To solve the problem and to be part of the solution. Don't just ask everybody else to fix it for you.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's the key is where we place our attention.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make that choice, because if, you know, something catches your attention that you really think, I don't want to support that, then, you know, don't even waste your time fighting against it so much as just turn your attention elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's plenty of
mm-hmm.
exciting stuff sprouting.
Yes.
So just pick what you want to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to focus your considerable energies? Because we do have considerable energies. So, and that's rather than wasting it arguing with someone directed on something. Yeah. I think that's good. We also have the four planets all meeting at the same degree. So if you have anything at 20, it's going to get really set off by the sun, the moon, Mercury, or sun, moon, Venus, and Mars, all at 20. And Pluto stations on Thursday, and then Mercury goes into fire on Saturday.
And we have a few minor aspects before then. Tonight,
yes.
There's a little drifty Sun-Neptune semi-square, which is leaving us a little fuzzy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And just in that sense of not knowing where we're going to go with this. But
mm-hmm.
also, there's just a feeling of insecurity that's part of this, but it can also help us sleep tonight. And on Wednesday, a Mercury-Saturn sesquiquadrate, which will kind of bring up the worry and the concern. It may help us get to our taxes if we're getting to them. Maybe a good time to kind of knuckle down and do a few hard, rigorous pieces of thinking that need to be done. And it's good to take things seriously that morning, because that afternoon is the Sun-Mars-Venus conjunction.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of energy. So some people like, you know, even exercising. You know, I actually went out for a walk for a half an hour. I thought, okay, I need to get out of the house and go do something, you know. And I can't sit here. I got to go move. And, you know, and I can, you know, give me a book and I can sit on the couch for a month. But I was like, I got to get out the door. So it's definitely, you know, even people that are relatively sedentary are feeling this, like they have to move. Who knows, Mark? I may take a yoga class and come and learn, have you teach me how to stand on my head, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. So it's a lot of energy. And we'll put out the phone number. We have a lot of callers on the line. So if we've called before, we're going to ask that you
If you've called in the last couple of months, we ask you to let go now, because we'd like to get to some new people.
Yeah, and if you haven't, then we'll call on you. Here we go. All right. Hi, 212-643. You're on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I had to call about 3 months ago about a different issue. Is it okay?
Okay,
if I ask
totally
questions?
Cool.
My birthday is September 1st, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And the original issue was money, which, oddly enough, some stuff has started coming in.
What time were you born first?
Oh, 12:03 p.m., sorry.
Mm-hmm. Where?
And where?
In New York City.
Great, thanks.
So money's coming in, so you're feeling happy. So what's your question today?
Some things are starting to come in, but now it's the relationship thing, and I just want to see what's going on with that.
And what do you mean by the relationship thing?
Back into the picture, and we still have feelings, and I'm not sure really what anybody's really feeling, but it's just kind of crazy. There was a triangle involved before.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is that you have, that with this stellium happening in your house, right on your asteroid Vesta, close to opposed your Venus and in your house of healing, is that there is some healing that has to be done both in you and between you and the other person, and maybe with that other person, before you can decide. Like, you don't know where you're going because you still have some cleanup to do about where you've been together.
Yeah. No one's really addressing the real problem.
Right. And the real problem isn't necessarily the triangle. It's what wasn't happening between the two of you.
Right.
And you have to watch your tendency to sacrifice yourself for the sake of the relationship.
Yeah.
And you also have you're having a nodal return, you know, so that often brings people back in that you don't have, you have unfinished business with, and you have the nodes angular. So the person's back, Scorpio rising, Scorpio north node, they always come back at least two or three times. Not always, but they come back and they go, you know, I realized I made a mistake. And the eclipse this week, next week, we're entering eclipse season, is going to be on the Sun-Mercury, your progressed Sun-Mercury in the 12th house. So what this is for is for you to see something you didn't see before. Because the full moon one is going to be on the Mercury in the 7th, the one that happens in May, at 19, or the new moon one at 19 Taurus. And the one that's next week, 2 weeks from now, is on that Sun-Moon. So we're back to November of 2011. So the story from 2011 wants to conclude, or it wants you to see something else. So go through it. I would just pay attention. You got the progressed moon on your ascendant now, which to me is, it's time for a new process of seeing, and it's also on the Neptune. So it's like, if this guy was the dream, you know, the dream's back. If it's not the dream, what's the dream look like? And Sun's off your Neptune now, so you're
really
open for healing.
I think it's really important that you don't need to talk it over with him so much as you have to be honest with yourself of what's really going on and change the patterns that you express with each other so that you're doing it differently this time.
You just read my mind because my question was, since there's all of this fire and stuff going on and aggravation and anger, should I just not bring anything up and just go with the flow?
There's a difference.
No.
You cannot bring anything up, but he's not necessarily going with the flow. Mark, what were you going to say?
Yeah, that you want to be careful that you can mistake going with the flow for actually doing something, and very likely you lose your energy and lose your direction when you go with the flow.
Right.
Better that you pick this is where this needs to go, and you know, put that forward. And if you're not met with okay, I'm with you, then, you know, it's not going to work.
All right.
And when you go with the flow, you just need to be honest about what's working for you right this very minute. Not what happened last time, but right now. Is it working for you? And if it's not, like, sorry, I need a phone call tomorrow night or I'm not waiting. I'll be out the door by 8 o'clock if I don't hear from you by 7:55. You know, I just... Be honest about where you are and keep it in the moment for now.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with it.
Good
and
luck.
Watch
thank
those
you.
Eclipses in 2 weeks. You're going to get a lot of information, so just kind of gather it and look at it quietly.
All right, thank you.
All right. So I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I'm trying to go to the next. Hi, 936, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hey. Is it?
Hi.
Oh, my question, my birthday is September 24th, 1960, in Houston, Texas, at 10:04 p.m.
Okay.
Pluto is stationing right on my Saturn, my Vesta, and my Pallas Athena. And all this, the new moon and all of that is opposing my Mercury. What do you think about this? I'm real nervous. Okay, let's put it hypervigilant. That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for hypervigilance, and this is one of them. So
yeah.
You're right where you're supposed to be with that. Got that little Mars square the moon. Nothing's going to get past you on this one. You are watching.
There's a difference between hypervigilance and just really worried.
Yeah.
You know, Neptune
I'm pretty worried.
Your Mars.
Yeah.
But so I want you to just kind of stay hypervigilant, stay aware. But your progressed sun is also sitting right on your moon. So there's something about really coming into your own. And your progressed moon is coming up to your Venus. So that's a really interesting, you know, you are becoming yourself in some really beautiful ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I see those short-term aspects that worry you. But I also see a patterns in your life that are really rich right now.
Wow. Well, my last child's going to graduate and be a daddy and join the service. Everything that I would never want for him. But it's happening, and I'm just, you know, I'm going with the flow, Mark, on this one.
Good.
Okay. Sometimes that's what you have to do.
Right.
In this case, yes, that's the thing to do.
Mark,
what
did you see?
Oh, go ahead. You were saying.
No, I want information.
Yeah, no, whatever. Mark, I heard Mark talk, so I didn't mean to stop anybody. But yeah, proceed, someone. We have 7 minutes left.
So you've got some issues as your oldest graduates. Are you still in relationship to the father of the boy?
No.
Okay. This
is my youngest graduating. My oldest.
Okay, your youngest graduates.
Yeah.
Are you having to deal with him in relationship at the wedding, you said?
Oh, no, there's not going to be a wedding. He's just
going to
have a baby.
He's going to have a baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
and, no, I'm not dealing with I don't deal with his dad, no.
His father. You may be dealing with memories of what it was like when you were starting out, because there's something about that Pluto stationing on the Saturn in your eighth house.
I know.
It feels like it's bringing up some tough memories about how scary it was when you had kids. And what it was, and something about, you know,
I
looking
just lost
at your children.
My dad. I lost my dad. I lost my husband. I lost, like 3 years ago. 4 years ago. Almost 4 years now.
Right. Well, that's the Pluto
so
in the eighth house.
Maybe there's more of that mourning and completion around that as you're going to these events.
That's
you know, there are big events in your life without these people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you have a birth or a death or a marriage or something like that, it reminds you, it brings back to people that aren't here. So it feels like they just left yesterday, and you're like, and you're remembering them because you're back in this very deep emotion.
This will be my first grandbaby, and I wish my parents were here to see this, you know.
Right,
exactly.
Right, yeah, because the Pluto trines the Saturn and the Pluto in the fourth and the north node in Virgo. That is kind of a continuation of the family. And you have very deep feelings with that little moon in Scorpio there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you been dreaming about your parents?
No. No?
No? Okay.
No.
Because sometimes with this aspect, that's the dreaming. You know, when you're in the, you know, it's Pluto in the 11th, stationing in the 8th. I always like with that one going on, I like to say, you know, when you go to sleep at night, kind of ask your guides, ask Archangel Michael, ask Raphael to help. Say,
okay.
You know, cradle me and support me tonight in my sleep. Because when we're sleeping, we feel very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And there's a part of your chart that's feeling really vulnerable right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
everything,
so it's like asking for that.
That's all I have left is my children. And my daughter was in a car wreck. My son just had to have a new pacemaker defibrillator put in last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's been... I spent like a whole week at the hospital. It's
right.
Just,
and there's that hypervigilance, like you said.
Yeah.
Like Anne said, there are times for hypervigilance, and this is one of them.
This is one of them, yeah.
And
it's
remember that some of it's healing.
Yeah.
That this time when you went through that with your son, he made it through.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's 31.
Some of this is you're seeing that you're going back to situations that... You know, we're dangerous at other times, like when your father died, when your mate died. And this time they're not dying.
That's, yeah.
But it brings up the fear of the death.
Ah.
So Pluto's stationing on the Saturn, it's reminding you that things are mortal.
Right.
Yeah, Pluto on the Saturn is it's a very important energy to tune into and not fall into the fear of it and realize that you... Through your life, you have established a foundation to where you are now, and your children are obviously a big piece of that foundation. And it's not going to crumble. You put the work into it. You developed it. So it will be there to support you. But there is a shifting going on within it.
And
you have to allow that shift.
Well, and see, I was a mom forever, and now this is the last one graduating, and so the mom, my role is changing, too. Now I got to figure out what I want to be when I grow up, you know?
Well, and a lot of what you remember, Pluto in Saturn in the eighth house is what you were valued for. Now you're going to be valued for different things. So Saturn to Pluto starts and ends a 250-year cycle, okay? So what you were valued for, this has been not just this, it's a very big cycle ending, 250 years. So you're saying, okay, I'm really releasing into the ethers this whole role as an authority, and my role is transforming. I'm going to be the matriarch of the family, but I'm not necessarily going to be the primal mother energy. I'm going to be the one that they come to for advice. So it's a very big shift. Very big shift.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. We're about ready to go now.
We hope that turns that, you know, the all the healing potential of this moment really comes through for you.
Yeah. So there we go. Off we go. It's the end of the show.
Good luck.
Goodbye. Ann Ortley signing off from New York.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from St. Paul, Minnesota. Mark?
And Mark Wolfs from New York City.
And Mark and I talk at Open Center. And Heather, you doing anything to Open Center? Well, not Open Center, Church of Transfiguration every week. And Heather, you doing anything this week?
Through MN Stars, we are having, in a week, we are having a roundtable discussion of how we're experiencing the Uranus-Pluto square. So please come join us.
Hey, very cool. All right.
Okay.
We'll see you all next week.
Take care.
Take care, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.